But that's what we're looking at now. We're looking at how fear is the number one thing that dominates American culture. And folks, it's not going to stop. Oh, but they didn't. They said they weren't going to loot tonight. Did you realize the statement? They said they weren't going to loot or riot tonight. I.e., they're still going to do it. You're going to give them what they want. You're going to embolden the bully. And I get it. People just, you know, people just think, well, if I just keep my head down and just, you know, do what they say and give them what they want. It's a tactic people have tried for centuries. And this is what gets me with libertarians. This is what gets me. Oh, we operate on the non-aggression principle, and if everybody was a libertarian, then we could all live it. Yeah, dude, do you see what's happening right now? This is why libertarianism is nonsense. Because the non-aggression principle doesn't exist in real life. There will always be aggressive people. By the way, this segment of the program is brought to you by the last, I believe, what, 3 or 4 seats at upontheserocks.co. There's 3 seats left, however, there's less than 5 seats left at the Upon These Rocks Congress, Crusader Congress, starting next week. Go to upontheserocks.co and get your seat today. Get it today. I'd like to be able to read off that we have sold out the venue. I mean, we essentially have, but I'd like to have every seat sold out for next week, because Mike Church has put a lot of work into this, and it would be nice to have a full house for this event for him. And for the cause, not just for Mike, but for the actual cause. What you're seeing in real time makes the Congress even more important. How many people have to watch the police stand by while people are dragged out of trucks and buildings, and people are assaulted and buildings are burned, and people's ways of life are threatened? How long? And I keep saying this. The backlash. I don't want this to happen. I hope there's a peaceful resolution. I hope that there's some kind of detente that can happen where, hey, we live in these red areas. Don't come into them. Don't come into our red areas. We won't come into your cities. We don't need whatever you think your culture, right? People, oh, the culture of the city. I don't need your culture. We won't go in there. You won't come in here. We'll be fine. Of course, it's going to have to be backed up by force. Like, if you come in here, something's going to happen. But I hope some kind of detente can be reached. Nobody wants violence. Nobody wants war, at least on our side. They do. They want violence. They want war. That's fear. That's intimidation. That's what they enjoy. But if that can't be reached, if that kind of detente, that kind of just uneasy peace can't be reached, these people have no idea what's coming. And I say this with all seriousness. People will, at one point, and the unfortunate point where they will be pushed too far, and they will rally around somebody that will say, essentially a Mussolini, a Hitler, whatever you want to say it, who says, I will make this stop. If you follow me, I will make this stop. And the consequences of us getting there are going to be catastrophic for everybody. And I think people need to realize that. The people on the left can't realize it. They're so emotionally driven. They think they're winning. Their short-sighted goals are being accomplished. They're minions, they're pawns of white, liberal, self-hating, college-educated, suburban young adults who think they're making some kind of impact or being played. They'll never be able to see this. That's why it is incumbent upon us, gentlemen, that's why it is incumbent upon us to get ahead of it. We must get ahead of it. And the Congress is a place to start. The Congress is a place to start. I'm not, and of course, people can cut this out of context and be like, oh, that host of the Crusade Channel is calling for Hitler to take out the blacks. No. I'm begging you, don't get there. I will get on this. I don't have any pride. Please don't push it any farther. Take the cities. You can have them. And I'm not trying to be like Chamberlain. I'm not trying to appease Hitler. I'm saying that's a lost cause. You can have it. We're going to fortify what we have. You stay there. You want those cities so desperately. You want your black utopia like one of these idiot blue check marks. I think Mike might have read it earlier. Bree Newsom has probably, this is what they want. This is what they're telling you. Where is it? She said something about black. She's like, she doesn't walk cops. Oh, wait, I think I have it. And it's in response to the Michaela Bryant situation where this black girl was beating the crap out of another black girl and a white officer showed up and was like, hey, please stop. And this girl flashed a knife and everybody, and of course, everybody's going, shoot her in the leg. Stupid idiots. You know how hard it is to hit somebody center mass? Now you want to shoot him in the leg? Y'all watch too many damn superhero movies. Anyway, this woman, Bree Nelson, is telling you what they want. She says, I don't want police. I want self-sufficient black communities and the freedom to self-determine. I don't want police in schools. I don't want police showing up to fights. I want to do the work of restoring thriving black communities of mutual... Done. Have it. Wish granted. Boom. You're done. Some people always have to get their 2 cents in. So, this whole idea... Take the cities. Have them. I don't want them. Most people I associate with don't want them. But that's where it ends. And I'm not just saying, oh, I want a community of white people. I don't care who you are. Black, Asian, Latino, Indian. If you're a believer in God... In God, not like happy church and my evangelical brothers and sisters. You know what I'm talking about. There's you guys who are actually like, who actually practice and believe in God. And then you got your buddy at the happy church and you're like, oh, everybody don't like that guy. Guy just started a church in like a strip mall 3 days ago. Yeah, we all know that guy. Not them. I'm happy to share a community with anybody that believes in God and believes in the order of God first. That's what I believe in. And I'm willing to share that with anybody. But this godless nonsense, this godless nonsense that's taking place in cities? Nah. I don't need it. You shouldn't need it. Truck drivers shouldn't be going in there. What about the corporations? You know what? Elon's going to come up with some kind of stupid self-driving technology soon enough. Let the self-driving trucks go into the cities and get looted on their way to Walmart. Let them have it. We don't have to exist in this society. We don't have to share this society with anybody. We don't need to. Oh, well, we have to stay in these. Forget that. Well, I live in a blue state. There's probably enough red voters. If you look at a map in almost every state, red areas always outnumber blue, with the exception of the blues or cities. If everybody, and I know it seems like I'm asking a lot of you, if everybody in those red areas coalesce and agree to say, we're going to take these two counties. We're going to take these two counties. We have enough people. We're going to set up our own county. We're going to set up our own everything. We're going to exist here. And you guys can stay out. You guys don't have to be here. I'm not trying to tell you how to live. Y'all want to be fags. Y'all want to do all this nonsense. Go do it. God be with you. Because when you get smited, it's going to be a hell of a show. It's going to be a show. But don't tell me I have to live with you. And that is what we have to make the choice of. Because as we're seeing in real time, not even after the Derek Chauvin case was over and Nancy Pelosi was done beatifying St. George Floyd of the religion of wokeism, sponsored by Wikipedia and Coke, that they were like, oh, we didn't have enough one day, and then a cop shot a young black woman who's mostly peaceful. Girl had a knife. She's about to shiv somebody else. But that's how it is. If police are going to respond to an incident, they're racist. They don't respond, they're racist. Stop. Stop it. Well, we have to. Secession's not an option. We have to stay together because of the Chinese. Dude, the Chinese are laughing at us right now because they're funding Black Lives Matter and they're funding all this stuff. The Chinese have already won. Y'all realize that? They've already beaten us. Oh, but we're in a fight. What fight? You're going to send the 101st Tranny Division to China? To China? To fight them? They've taken over your industry. They've taken over your curriculums. They've taken over your entertainment.